With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Stalled talks aimed at securing a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas likely to resume as early as tomorrow morning. Both sides have agreed to send negotiators. A new sea route for aid delivery to Gaza.
A ship delivering 2,000 tons of food and water and humanitarian supplies has arrived in Gaza. It's the first shipment of desperately needed aid to the besieged Palestinians in Gaza via a new sea route from Cyprus. The sea route is intended to bring more assistance to alleviate the worsening humanitarian crisis in the enclave. The food on the ship was sent by Charity World Central Kitchen and was transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship left Cyprus on Tuesday. Israel's military confirmed the delivery. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, a prosecutor is out in Donald Trump's Georgia criminal case.
Judge Scott McAfee ruled District Attorney Fonnie Willis can step aside or Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade must be removed. Willis and Wade had a romantic relationship. Wade later offered his resignation, saying he was doing so in the interest of democracy and to quickly move the case forward. McAfee did not find the relationship was a conflict of interest, but said the allegations created an appearance of impropriety that infected the prosecution team. Donald Trump's team wanted Fonnie Willis and her team kicked off the case. I'm Ed Donahue.
It was an unbelievably sad day in the eastern United States. Police say a man suspected of killing three people, including some family members in the Philadelphia area earlier today, has now been arrested in New Jersey after a five-hour standoff. Authorities say the man was found near a house where he was believed to have barricaded himself and was taken into custody. This is SRN News. A campus ministry kicking off a two-month evangelism campaign at nine influential schools.
The eight-week CU Rise campaign plans to disrupt the spiritual climate at all eight Ivy League universities plus Stanford. The founder of the Christian Union Ministry says large numbers of students attending the nation's most rigorous schools are ignorant about Christianity. Organizers say the goal is to introduce students how radical and different Jesus is and how he gives them purpose and hope. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Food for the poor, says the state of emergency in Haiti, has made food and water extremely difficult. Christian ministry preparing thousands of meals and hygiene kits and other supplies, but they've closed their offices and distribution center because of violence and will not reopen until the situation improves. Food for the poor is closely monitoring the changing situation in Haiti. This is SRN News. Supreme Court will not intervene in a case involving a prohibited drag show.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejects a request for an emergency injunction from a student group at West Texas A&M trying to host a drag show. The show was scheduled to take place on the campus in Canyon, Texas, in the Panhandle next week. Last year, school president Walter Wendler banned drag shows from the campus, saying such performances degraded women.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Police in South Florida have arrested a woman believed to be the mother of an infant found dead in a trash can. The man who helped her dispose of the body also taken into custody. They're charged with failure to report a death. Hollywood police say the man is charged with illegal disposal of a body. The full-term baby boy was found January 7th by a roofing company employee who was working nearby. More details at SRNnews.com.